Hello and welcome to another episode of Transform. I'm so happy to have you guys here. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today on this episode, I'm talking about how to attract, manifest, call in, create what you want and need from a place of flow and ease instead of a place of anxiety, pushing, efforting, and clinging. And this is an interesting episode because I actually didn't have any notes for this episode. I just turned on the mic and just started talking. And it was quite a joy for me to record. And it's something that I have really, really thought about, worked on, and taught. So in my workshop career exploration and manifestation, there's actually over 8 hours of content on how to manifest. And when I say manifest, all I mean by that is just creating what you want in life, attracting what you want in life. And a lot of times we do that with panic. So I just wanted to jam for a little bit on how to move out of that kind of panicky state into a place of calm and ease. So if you like this episode, shoot it over to somebody you think that would like it too, that would benefit, that might resonate, that could use this support and guidance. And I also love your reviews. Right now, I am giving away a free one-on-one session to a random person that reviews the pod. So if you'd like to be entered to that, then all you have to do is leave me a review. And also, if you win and you feel like you're in a good space and you don't necessarily need the one-on-one, you can give it away to anybody. Also, I have a Connect with My Intuition event coming up sometime in the fall. If you would like to register for that to get a pre-sale discount, you can check that out in the show notes. This is a little just 1 hour online event where I'm going to jam about intuition and share with you guys some little hacks to connect with your intuition and get clarity in any situation. And I talk about this at the end of this episode, but I actually just recently released a new workshop called Trigger Free, which is extremely inexpensive because I want everybody to have access to this thing. And it's super powerful and I'm really, really proud of it. So you're going to hear a little bit more about that in the episode and you can find a link to that in the show notes. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. And if you do, feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you think. Without further ado, please enjoy this episode of Transform. Today, I want to talk about what happens when you let go of pushing, trying, and efforting. Have you ever wanted something really, really bad? And I mean, just right now, think back to the last thing that, or the thing you want right now, that you are just like, you want it, you need it in your life right now. Maybe this is a new partner, a new relationship. Maybe this is trying to conceive. Maybe this is trying to get a raise, trying to make more money, a new house, a new job, a new city. Whatever it is right now that you want so, so badly, bring this to mind. And as you bring this to your mind, notice how your body is feeling. Even if you're somebody that doesn't like to notice how your body is feeling, just notice right now. Do you feel calm and grounded? Or do you feel a little bit clingy, anxious, or panicky? I want to talk about what it feels like to want something in your life when you are in a calm, sort of grounded, self-assured energy versus when you are in a frantic, panicky, anxious energy, and how the difference between those two energies then translates into a difference of behavior, choices, and actions that we partake in the world, and how those behaviors then translate into different outcomes. This is an interesting thing to think about because what we're really talking about here is attachment. We're talking about intention, and we're talking about our energy. And when we start the practice of self-inquiry, where we self-examine, where we think about why we want certain things, why we think we need certain things, we think about maybe why we feel anxiety about getting these things, it can help us to discern what's really going on. What do I mean by that? Let's take, for instance, this idea of wanting or needing money. A lot of people in our world want and need money, right? Natural, very normal thing to want. But when we are responding to this need from a place of fear and anxiety, it has a trickle-down effect. And what that actually can do is stop us from getting money. For instance, let's take two salespeople. One salesperson doesn't feel like they really need money right now. Sure, like they like money, but all their needs are met. They have enough money. It's no big deal if they sell or not. That is salesperson A. Salesperson B needs money to make sure that the water doesn't get turned off this month. Maybe they also have a two-year-old at home and a spouse that hasn't paid alimony. Who do you think between salesperson A or B is going to be the most calm while they're selling? Who do you think between the two is going to have the most ease while selling? And who do you think between the two is actually more likely to make the sale? See, we all can sense a sort of needy, clingy, frantic energy in both ourselves and in others. We don't like it when we feel this in ourselves. Nobody likes to feel clingy. Nobody likes to feel anxious or panicky. And therefore, nobody actually likes feeling it in other people either. When we sense this in other people, we most of the time just want to get away from them because they are eliciting the same emotions in us. They are making us feel a little bit icky. Or we may not even pick up on, oh, this person feels anxious or clingy. We may just pick up on like, I don't like this person's vibe. Something feels off about this person. So what do we do when we have this energy ourselves, when we are embodying this energy? I've thought a lot about this because I've experienced this needy, clingy energy a lot. I mean, everybody has. But I've experienced it in different job scenarios. I've experienced it in relationships with people. And I haven't liked it. And so I've really done a lot of research and self-experimentation to find ways to shift out of this energy, to shift out of this pushing, this efforting, right? So there's a difference between pushing and efforting and flow and ease. When we push an effort, it's like we're doing exactly that. If you can think of it in terms of like, just think of what your energy is doing. It's like you're pushing something uphill. You're having to put in a lot of effort. Everything feels hard. You maybe what's driving that energy is a sense of dis-ease, dissatisfaction, anxiety, fear, panic. When we're in flow and ease, it's actually more like a pull. Like something is pulling us. Like we're just gliding. Like we're floating downstream. Think back to a time in your life when you were in flow and ease versus when you were pushing and efforting something. Which one of those two energies would you like to be in always? Right? I mean, don't we all want to be in flow and ease? Don't we all want things to just happen for us? Don't we all want to not be in survival instincts, not have to feel panicky or anxious or clingy about getting something? So here's the number one, the biggest discovery that I have made about being able to shift from one energy into the other energy. And that is when you are in the energy of, I need this, I feel frantic, I'm anxious, when you are noticing that you're efforting, that you're pushing, that you're forcing, what has happened generally in that state is somewhere in your mind, generally in your subconscious thinking, you have decided there is a firm belief that you need this thing in order to be happy, to be free, or to survive. And along with that belief, you also believe that if you don't get this thing, you will never be happy, feel free, or survive. The key to shifting out of that needy, clingy energy into a flow and an ease is to shift your belief that you will actually be okay, that you will survive, that you can find happiness, and indeed you can find freedom without this thing. Now, in order to shift your thinking, it takes a new way of seeing things. Have you ever been listening to a podcast, a show, someone speak, or been reading a book, and all of a sudden they presented a new idea and you had an aha moment, and just like that, you saw things differently? I like to call these aha moments. But what they really are is they are shifts in consciousness. What do I mean by that? I mean, if a shift in consciousness sounds too abstract or esoteric, all I mean is that a construct, a way that you were thinking about things or believing something in your mind, shifted, and suddenly you can see things with a different lens, from a different perspective. Whenever we feel trapped in something, whenever we feel like we need something in order to be happy, feel freedom, or to survive, we are locked in a prison of perception. In every single one of those cases, and I mean every single one, there is another way of looking at your situation, a shift in perspective and consciousness, that will fully liberate you from the notion that you need that thing in order to survive, in order to feel freedom, or in order to find happiness. Now, I can feel right now some of you out there that are thinking of exceptions, right? For instance, like, what about the person that has cancer, that is thinking, I need to beat this cancer in order to survive? And I can hear you being like, what about them? They can't shift that perception. Okay. Here's an example of shifting that perception. What if there is a shift in perception of what survival even means? What if there's a shift in perception of the way that they survive? What if there's a shift in perception of what they're actually wanting? What if, as they shift their perception, they discover that to survive / live is actually not the most important thing to them, but instead the most important thing to them is that they write down everything that they've learned to make sure that they pass that on. And suddenly when they realize that, they feel full of life and vitality as they are doing this thing that lights them up. And as they are then engaging in this thing that lights them up, suddenly they shift from a needy, clingy, frantic energy into one full of life and vitality. And just maybe then, what if they have a different energy that does beat the cancer? And it's actually their shift in perception of what survival even meant to them that freed them up from the needy, clingy energy that shifted their entire state, that then helped them heal more quickly. Or what if that doesn't happen? And what if they don't beat the cancer? But at the end, they discover that that actually wasn't the most important thing to them. And they leave, they transition peacefully. Now, that's a really extreme case and, you know, can take quite a leap of consciousness for a lot of people to see what I'm saying or even want to see what I'm saying. So let's take an easier case here. Let's say that you want a new partner and that for you, this feels like a deeply rooted issue, meaning you're really fucking anxious about it. And it's something that you like need. You know that in your life, you will not be happy without a partner. And so you're looking for a partner. Okay. Now for a moment, consider, and if you're using a different example for this, you can apply your example to the situation. Consider that it's actually not a partner that you need. Consider what you need is a new way of looking at things. And for a moment, loosen the rock hard belief that only a partner is going to be the thing that makes you feel happy, safe, and free. What if something else could do that for you? And see, this is the key to beginning the shift from pushing, forcing, efforting into flow and ease. Instead of pushing, forcing, and efforting that thing that you are certain that you need, you simply ask yourself, wait a minute, is there a different way of seeing this thing? What happens when you loosen your tight grip on your construct, on your belief, is suddenly your lens in that moment, right now, changes. And you are suddenly open to seeing things differently. And when you are open to seeing things differently, you will, over time, see things differently. Some things you'll see immediately differently. And some things can take days to weeks to months to even years in some cases. But the key is being open to seeing things differently. Now, maybe you know somebody like this, going back to this relationship example, or maybe this has even been you in the past, but a lot of people say that it's when they released the need to need someone. It's when they started enjoying learning how to enjoy their own company. It's when they started just letting themselves have fun by themselves. When they decided to do their own inner work, when they decided to love on themselves really deeply, and they shifted suddenly into this space of not needing someone quite so desperately, that is when the person comes. And this goes back to salesperson A versus B, right? Who are we more likely to buy from? The clingy, anxious individual that's sort of projecting this energy, or the one that is self-assured, confident, and flow and ease. The same goes for literally everything. We are going to be more attracted to people that are in flow and ease. We are going to want to do business with people that are in flow and ease. We are going to want to be around, engage with, trust, all of these things with people that are in more flow and ease. So if you're in a place right now where you're feeling a lot of anxious energy and you are certain that you need something, I just want to leave this with you today. What if there was a different way of looking at things? What if there's a different way of seeing things? What if there's an answer available to you that is easy? What if what you need really is already available to you, just waiting to be seen? What if you could drop this forcing, this pushing, this efforting? What if you could stop paddling upstream, throw out the paddles, jump out of the boat, and just float downstream with ease. So much of my life, of my body of work, is helping people get to these new ways of seeing and therefore being. Because when you can see things differently, you shift right then into a new way of being. It is at the core of what I love to do, is help people see that their lives, their struggles, their obstacles aren't as bad as they seem. And what is actually happening, what you're actually requiring, is not so much an external shift or change, something that happens external to you in your reality, like this new thing coming in or whatever it is, you getting your need. But what you actually need to be free is an internal shift in thinking. And it will liberate you like you wouldn't believe. Do you ever find yourselves in a certain situation and you look back and you're like, this is a pattern? Do you ever find yourselves attracted to the same kind of person? Do you ever find yourself in the same job again, getting in the same argument with your spouse, having the same patterns emerge with friends, having your own internal patterns, your quote, internal demons, right? These are all because you are locked in a certain way of thinking, seeing, and therefore being. And you can shift that. This is liberation from within. So today I want to leave you with this simple question. And the reason I'm leaving you with this question is because what I have found is the right question can change your entire reality. This has happened to me so many times. And this is why so much of my work in my coaching and in my workshops involves questions. I have seen my clients shift before my eyes, completely shift and change and be free of something in a moment by them just hearing the right question. So take a moment with this question. Bring to mind something right now that you need, that you feel like you need, that like your whole body is screaming that you need in your life, and not getting it is making you feel anxious or panicky. And then ask yourself this question: is there a different way of seeing? Is it possible that the answer to this need is not actually receiving this thing, but actually just seeing things differently? Now, you just honestly, genuinely, and openly allowing yourself to sit with that question will in and of itself create the potential for reality shifting, will create the potential for your perspective to shift eventually. You may start seeing things. You may start all of a sudden, like somebody sent you a podcast and it's like exactly what you needed to hear. Maybe somebody else struggled with the same thing that you're struggling with and they found a new way of seeing, a mindset shift, a reframe, a way of reframing the way you're seeing something, a way of changing your belief. Okay? But the other thing is there's actually strategic ways to break this down. For example, when you are in that anxious, panicky state, what is actually happening is you are what some might call triggered. A trigger is simply when you feel an emotional reaction to something, anything, and this emotional reaction feels uncomfortable to you, right? That's a trigger. So it doesn't actually require that someone or something happen to you in order for you to feel a trigger. You can just be thinking about something that you desperately want slash need, and it can trigger you because you sense the lack of that thing and it throws you in a state of fight or flight. So if you want a tangible tool to start deconstructing this question, to start seeing things differently, I have one. And I made this tool because what I really wanted for my coaching clients was I wanted them to have access to a way of deconstructing their own sort of what you might call thought prisons, or their own emotional reactions, or their own feelings of clinginess, anxiety, or panic. I wanted them to have a tool to work these, to break them down, and to free themselves without always requiring me to be a sounding board for them. See, when it comes down to mindset shifting, to reframes, to changing the way you look at things, a therapist or a coach or somebody that you know that has the ability to be really objective and is also maybe worked, has already worked through what you're working through or is evolved in some sense and has the ability to stay objective. I'm saying like not necessarily a partner or a friend or a parent because they have a hard time being objective. But if you do have a partner or a parent or a friend that can be really objective, they can do this too. But having a sounding board like them or a therapist or a coach is amazing because these people that have done the work themselves and have worked through a lot of their own beliefs and deconstructed them have frameworks available for you, can ask you the right questions, can help guide you, lead you, support you in breaking through to a new way of seeing and thus being. It's really hard, you guys, to do this alone. Like it can feel impossible at times and it can take a long time. But my whole belief in transformation is that there are tools and ways to accelerate this. And that's why I've spent the last several years building tools to accelerate your revelations, your moments of freedom. So what I did for my clients was I made them a tool so that they can do this in between sessions. And this tool is essentially a session that I have with a client, but it's recorded. So there's some guided audio, and there's a lot of really specific, poignant questions that can serve as prompts to shift your beliefs and your reality and to free you fully from this anxious, clingy, frantic energy. So what I did with this tool that I made into a little workshop that mimics a one-on-one session is I let my clients use it for the last year in between sessions. And you know what they told me? I mean, almost every single one of them that has used this tool has told me that it has created the biggest shift for them in their reality. And that every single time they do it, it's like they get more space, more freedom in their life. And it shifts them from anxious, panicky, clingy energy right in to flow and ease. And not only that, but in this tool, in this workshop, I provided a way for you to get clarity about what's happening and clarity about what action you should take next from a place of flow and ease. So what I want to give you in order to support you today is, first of all, just opening yourself up to that question. And you can talk to somebody about it. If you have a therapist, you can talk to your therapist about it. If you have a coach, you can talk to your coach about it. You can journal about it. You can meditate on it. But then the other thing I want to give you, for those of you that are interested, for those of you that are ready and willing, for those of you that are like, yeah, I want to know now how to shift. I want to get freedom now from this thing. I don't want to feel like I need this thing. I don't want to feel this anxious, clingy energy anymore in my body. For those of you that are ready, I have a tool for you. And it's called Trigger Free. And you can use it for anything that you're wanting or desiring, but you feel anxious, clingy energy around. And what this is going to do is it's going to shift you into a flow and an ease. But the other thing that you use this workshop for is anytime you get triggered. So if somebody says something shitty to you, somebody cuts you off in traffic, you don't get that promotion that you were wanting. You get into a fight with your partner, your spouse, something happens at work, literally anything, anytime you get triggered, small to big, this workshop will free you. And here's the best thing. It is $7.97 a month. I wanted to make this so cheap that literally everyone that wants it can have access to it. And the reason I want this is because this has been the most freeing thing to me. I mean, more than anything in my life, I have wanted to live in flow and ease, and I've wanted to get out of panicky, anxious, clingy energy. And man, I used to be in so much panic, clingy, anxious energy. And so all my workshops have been built around this, around finding freedom and, you know, ultimately building and living the life of my dreams, finding and curating the career of my dreams. And let me just tell you, if you're interested in that, that is all possible for you. And I know it because it's been done. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. Trigger Free is available to you. And if you're not ready, or if it's not resonating with you, then I would just encourage you to sit with the question and be open to a shift, because it's always available to you, no matter who you are, no matter what you're clinging to, no matter what you need. There's freedom for you, just waiting. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if this episode resonated with you, or you think it could just help someone, then I would love it if you would share it with them. And because this podcast is new, I really appreciate your ratings. From the bottom of my heart to yours, I wish you so much love, so much internal freedom, and I wish for you everything that you want, desire, and need. Until next time, be well, my friends.